Of all the villains in opera, Tosca's Baron Scarpian is one of the worst. Greer Grimsley performs the character in the Minnesota Opera's production. We talked about what it's like being the bad guy.
It seems that in most plays there is someone to motivate the action, and it's usually someone who's perceived as the bad guy, the villain. And there are many facets to it, and I think I think that makes it more interesting for me. Whether a character is good or bad, I think if it's a well-rounded character, I enjoy portraying that character.
Mm-hmm.
As well, with this, it just turns out that most of the roles that I end up doing are villains or bad guys or whatever, and so that's always a challenge, but it's fun. Mm-hmm. I have a great time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all of the characters really in Tosca are these real multi-dimensional, very
yes.
layered characters.
Yes.
I know that Puccini wrote, it seems like, a lot of the music, even that's not sung, with these themes behind it, almost before the character comes out. Does that make it more difficult to play a character that's multidimensional?
Not at all. Not at all. It makes it much more interesting. And in Tito Gobbi's book, he talks about Scarpia, and he did it thousands of times, but he kept saying that every time he would do it, he'd find something else he could bring to life from mm-hmm. the character. And I feel much the same way, that when a character is that well defined and that defined musically as well, that there are so many things. And once I mean you do it 20 times and you just start to scratch the surface of any of the characters in there. To answer your question about the music, it's very perceptive, most people it would probably go over their head if they would sit there. They would say they were nice tunes, but there is the motivation. You hear the emotional life of the character in the music,
mm-hmm.
and that helps a great deal too. I mean, music taps into emotions, so you feel it before you do it.
So even without the lyrics,
yeah.
you feel it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even when you're not singing about what you're thinking or
yeah.
whatever. In your bio, what really amazed me about all of the music you've done is the incredible breadth. So many different kinds of opera. You know, usually most singers, they really have a niche, whether it's Italian opera or whether it's German opera. You've done everything. I saw you're well known for your performances in Carmen
yes.
and with Wagnerian operas and
yeah.
Italian operas. I'm interested, I mean, the obvious question of what, if you have any particular genre you enjoy most, I'm also interested in knowing, going from different language to different language, what kind of difficulties you have there and which you enjoy singing more?
That's that's several good questions there. Take the last part of it first, the most facile language to sing in is Italian because of the expansiveness of the vowels. But truly, I've found a way to enjoy all of the languages that, you know, are the three major languages that the operas are written in. It's interesting. I mean, as you develop as an artist and as an opera singer, you also derive a pleasure from linguistics, from different languages, and begin to appreciate the difference and see the common areas as well. And that's a real joy as well. And I think, I'm not sure if I have any particular language. I enjoy, I think much more in terms of characters
right.
That way. So the languages, you know, whatever I'm doing at the time, if I love the character, it makes that enjoyable.
Well, do you have a favorite character?
Well, this is one of them.
Really?
Yeah. I enjoy doing this.